considered himself a good judge of character, and in Oppenheimer he believed he had found a man of unswerving integrity. Still, he also knew that the Army FBI investigation of the Eltonton affair would go nowhere without further names. So finally, in early December 1943, Groves ordered Oppenheimer to name the intermediary who had approached him with Eltonton's request. Oppenheimer, having committed himself to respond frankly if ordered, reluctantly named Chevalier, insisting that his friend was harmless and innocent of espionage. Putting together what Robert had told Pash on August 26th with this new information, Colonel Lansdale wrote the FBI on December 13th, Professor J.R. Oppenheimer stated that three members of the DSM project, an early designation for the bomb program, had advised him that they were approached by an unnamed professor at the University of California to commit espionage. When ordered to name the professor, Lansdale said, Oppenheimer had identified Chevalier as the intermediary. Lansdale's letter mentioned no other names, either because Oppenheimer was still refusing to identify the three men approached by Chevalier, or, more likely, because Groves had asked him only for the name of the intermediary. This so rankled the FBI that 2 months later, on February 25, 1944, the Bureau pressed Groves to get Oppenheimer to reveal the names of the other scientists. Groves apparently did not even bother to reply to this request, for the Bureau was never able to find a reply in its records. And yet, in Rashomon fashion, there is yet another version of this story. On March 5, 1944, FBI agent William Harvey wrote a summary memorandum titled CINRAD. In March 1944, Harvey reported, General Leslie R. Groves conferred with Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer finally stated that only one person had been approached by Chevalier, that one person being his brother, Frank Oppenheimer. In this version, Chevalier is supposed to have approached Frank, not Robert, in the fall of 1941. Frank is reported to have immediately informed his brother, who promptly phoned Chevalier and gave him hell. If Frank was involved, this of course would put the story in a quite different light. But the story is not only problematic, it is certainly incorrect. Why would Chevalier approach Frank, whom he hardly knew, rather than Robert, his closest friend? And it seems quite ridiculous that anyone would ask Frank for information in the autumn of 1941 about a project that didn't get started until the summer of 1942 at the earliest. Moreover, both Chevalier and Eltonton, in simultaneous interviews with the FBI, confirmed that the Eagle Hill kitchen conversation was between Oppenheimer and Chevalier, and it occurred in the winter of 1942-1943. Furthermore, Harvey's March 5th memo is the only roughly contemporaneous document that mentions Frank Oppenheimer, and after searching its files, the FBI reported that the original source of the story involving Frank Oppenheimer has not been located in Bureau files. Nevertheless, because Harvey's report was now part of Oppenheimer's FBI dossier, this part of the story would acquire a robust life of its own.